Short reflection.
I think there's one thing we all know about New Year's resolutions. What's that? They don't last. I was thinking, you know, February is to New Year's resolutions what Leviticus is to reading through the Bible from cover to cover, right? Like, you know, and if you do both, if your resolution is reading through the Bible this year, oh man, Leviticus and February are a bad combination, right? That's just where the rubber meets the road, right? And it gets hard. A lot of times we make grand resolutions. I don't know if you've ever done this. We make big resolutions for our lives and say, in the coming year, this is going to be the case. And what actually ends up happening is that we're spend the year, or at least a month, racked with guilt and shame because we haven't accomplished it. Or maybe it was so big, it required so much of us, and there's no way we were ever going to do it. And especially if we get a little behind, right? And most of us just forget about the resolutions within a couple months anyway. I know that, you know, if you go to the gym, you notice this. We go to the gym fairly consistently, and tomorrow we're probably going to go, and it's going to be packed. Like, sometimes I don't even go at the beginning, in the new year, because, like, I'm not even going to get a machine to work on or anything. We'll get back there in a couple weeks, and there'll be plenty of machines available. But I was thinking about that. This text came to mind from Ephesians chapter 4. I, therefore, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. I think that's a good New Year's resolution every year. To have our lives be more worthy of who God is and what God has done and what God has called us to do and who God has called us to be. But this is one of those resolutions where we have to accept we're never going to totally be there, right? And we have to start with that in mind. And I think that's, in some ways, the difference between resolutions and resolve. And they go together. We resolve a resolution in a way. But resolutions are about this thing, this external thing that I want to accomplish, that I can measure and evaluate. And it's good to have, they call them SMART goals, right? Specific, measurable, achievable, something. I don't know. I can't remember what the R and the T are. Time, something, time constrained. It's good to have those goals. But this is one of those things, this life of faith is one of those things where we're never going to be able to fully say, yep, I'm there. I've made it. My life is worthy of the gospel. My life is worthy of the calling I've received. And yet, it still is there in front of us. Paul puts it there and says, keep journeying towards this. Keep going. And one of the things that helps us on that path, I believe, and you're going to hear these more. I'm going to use these phrases more in the future. That helps something be achievable rather than just a wish. Roots, rhythms, relationships. Most of our New Year's resolutions don't have any of those. But this is what true change and transformation involves. Roots. For us, if we want to live a life worthy of the calling to which we've been called, we need roots. And by roots, I mean really a solid grasp of, or an internalization of the story, the gospel, the good news, the faithfulness of God. In the book of Ephesians, Paul spends the first half, the first three chapters, all about what God has done. He begins, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms." So, I mean, it's just all about what God has done, what God has given us, the good news of Jesus Christ. Everything we are and have in Jesus is the first three chapters of Ephesians. And that's where we have to start. We have to have roots, right? A lot of our resolutions begin in here with myself, my wishes, what I want for my life. But what we're talking about it starts with the greater story of God and how we fit into that. Even look at verses 4 through 6. There is one body and one spirit, just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. That's the roots, to be rooted in that God. And the very foundations of our faith, our baptism, our hope, our Lord. That's where a real resolve begins. And so for resolve, it's our character that's always in view. Resolutions, it's the outward result. To have the resolve is to be rooted in that story, in that God, and say, I want to live for and with and in the strength of that God, and I want to fit my life into that story. Roots, rhythms. These are sometimes called spiritual disciplines. We might just call them good habits. Rhythms in our lives. These resolutions, this goal, living a life worthy of the calling, is not going to just happen. It takes practice like anything else. Paul says that as much. He says, you lead to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called with all humility and gentleness, patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. These are all practices that we engage in as in relationship with others and in community. And so we, part of achieving the goal or actually moving towards the goal, is to have put rhythms into our lives that actually train us to live out that goal, right? And so it's really all about indirection. It's about things that aren't just playing the game. In practice, you do different things. You focus on different things so that when the game comes, it comes naturally to you if you're playing a sport. The same is true in the Christian life. So for us, our rhythms are things that take us back into the roots, right? Back into the story, prayer, the scriptures, gathering in the community week after week. We're going to get to relationships in just a moment, but getting back into those relationships that draw us back into our roots, and then rhythms that then help us to work out that faith, to do ministry, to serve, and to love others. Okay, so those are the rhythms of our faith. God working in us and us working out what God has done in our lives. And the key really then is to build our lives around these rhythms. And with resolutions, a lot of times we're just trying to fit that into our crazy life, right? Rhythms that lead us to a life worthy of the calling, we build our lives around those rhythms. We don't try and just fit those in to the other things we have to do. So roots and rhythms, and then finally relationships. All of chapter 4 of Ephesians is about the church. Just for example, God gave us gifts to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. That's talking about the church. And so it's about building up the body of Christ that we're then able to face whatever comes. And so, we gather, we have to have relationships. People who will encourage us, people who will speak the truth to us when we need it, who will hold us accountable, who will say, hey, remember that thing you were striving for, that you were journeying for? Remember that calling that God put on your life? How's that going? How can I help you? How can I teach you? How can I just support you? How can I listen to you? How can I say I forgive you and God forgives you if that's what you need to hear? So a lot of times we do resolutions on our own. And it's something I'm going to do, whereas real transformation happens when we have relationships and community of people. And thankfully, God has given us the church. God knows that. God doesn't expect you to do it on your own. God invites you to do it together, to partner and to journey together on that way. And so, as we have this resolution or this resolve, if we have this resolve to live our lives more worthy of the calling to which God has called us, we must include in that roots in the life of Christ, rhythms that we build our lives around to help us move towards that all-important goal, and relationships filled with truth and grace that model Jesus to one another, that we partner with on that journey. And so I invite you, as you think about 2017, maybe you don't like resolutions, or maybe you do, but what are you really journeying towards in this new year? And what are your roots? What are the roots you need to have? What are the rhythms you need to build your life around? And what are the relationships you need to have around you that God has put, people that God has put in your life, to be able to actually move towards that?